ओम शांति। आई होप एवरीवन इज कंफर्टेबल। Because the seats in this hall are the most comfortable. And because of the comfortable seats, there is balance throughout the class. You won't find many people dozing if you are sitting on ground or in other chairs. After half an hour you will find someone or the other is just doing like this. So this harmony hall is the best place to sit and learn. How to bring balance and harmony in Brahmin life. I'm sure everyone is very experienced in working on this aspect. Like the newly trained driver, in the beginning of Brahmin life, we are all very enthusiastic. We like to go very fast. And that too, especially after listening to Baba's versions, as we heard the other day, those who have come late, they have to be a little fast. But what happens if a new driver, who is not yet experienced, drives faster than required? At some or the other point, there would be imbalance. And when there is imbalance, what's the result? Result is something would go wrong. Those Brahmins who have enjoyed balance in Brahmin life right from the start till to date, they can easily share with us, with anyone, what are the joys of Brahmin life. You won't find everyone smiling all the time, even among Brahmins, as Baba said. Though Baba's knowledge is the same, Baba's love for everyone is the same, and time for making efforts is the same. And yet, when there is smooth sailing, comfortable drive, everyone feels easy, nice, and smiling all the time. Many times, especially when we are in good stage ourselves, it's easy to see when someone is not happy, when someone is not comfortable, someone is feeling a bit stressful. I myself experience sometimes. When I am not comfortable, I feel stressful. The reason I have been exploring the depths of that uncomfort. Why this uncomfort? Feeling of uncomfort or discomfort. And I find that at some or the other point, I churn a lot about something. And that sometimes can cause a bit of too much. So there comes the need to restrain ourselves, to keep our mind, to keep our thoughts within some limits. Otherwise, there is every possibility of being too fast, but a lot of discomfort. Sometimes we are a bit late in starting for catching a train or the plane. And if by chance there is puncture, more time is lost. And then changing the tire, changing the wheel, and later on speeding up. What happens? We may reach in time, but there is a lot of stress. So what I find, for most of the time, I enjoy very comfortable Brahmin life. That is, when I maintain the balance, and I think we all know what balances are needed. First of all, any Brahmin who is a BK, confirmed BK, who is unable to get up in the morning for Amrit Vela, he or she would be always stressful. Never comfortable, I'm sorry to say this. There may be many more occasions to have meditation. But there is something pricking the mind, pricking the conscience. While listening to the Murli, or going through the Murli, the thought would emerge, I missed my Amrit Vela meditation. And it's not merely missing. You can have another sitting. You can have meditation any number of times. But when sometimes from the Avyakt Murli, you find Baba mentioning, Bap Dada visits the children every morning to bestow Baba's love and power. So just imagine if we have missed that, every place has its own time of early morning meditation. By the time I may start meditation little late, Baba might have moved the attention from here to Pakistan, or further to Middle East countries. So this is something to be experimented with. You can experiment with, you can see the practical side. For maintaining balance in Brahmin life, this is very essential, and the root cause for that is not merely being obedient. It's not connected with obedience. It's connected with what we are searching for. We are searching for the required change within us. The change. Change for the better. Change for more and more positivity. Change for more and more powerful stage. If we miss early morning meditation, second, any other time when we meditate, there needs to be what Baba said the other day in the Murli, a powerful break. By chance, if I miss, then I should not waste any more time also on just thinking, oh, I missed, what should be done? No, again a powerful break. Okay, stop those thoughts. And Baba gave very simple way of stopping. Pass on your thought to Baba. Sometimes, when we are having some sort of stress, practically, what do? Call London. Hello, Dadi. What should I do? Or call some of your other friends, anyone in whom you confide. If we are able to call Baba, hello Baba, within no time you'll find the change. Hardly a matter of a moment. But the only thing is, while you take your mind to Baba, it should be fully towards that. Many times, I have seen from my own experience, while reading the Murli, the points are so nice, so beautiful. But while going through, after half a page, I start having some other thoughts in between. Which means my concentration goes from one thing to another. And when I have finished one paragraph of that part of the Murli, I just stop for a minute and think, what did I study? What did I read? It's not very clear. The first two paragraphs are very clear. And unless we study something in depth, it will not stay in our consciousness. If it doesn't stay in our consciousness, we can't apply it at the right moment. In Brahmin life, because the topic given to me is how to maintain balance in Brahmin life. Brahmin life is very sweet, very enjoyable, very valuable, very serviceable. For any Brahmin, I'm sure, once we have recognized the Father, we have recognized the beauty of this pure life, there shouldn't be much to bother us, actually. If we can simply follow the given routine, when it's time for Amrit Vela meditation, to be in Baba's company, to feel that closeness, to feel Baba's love, and to empower ourselves. If someone calls you at that time, the telephone, and these days, mobiles everywhere, now that time we have already given to Baba actually. We have fixed appointment. It's better, the best thing at that time is to switch off your mobiles. Nothing is going to happen. The world is not going to change overnight. If you don't want to be stressful and you want to maintain 100% balance in life, Brahmin life, it's not one day, it's not one week, it's not one month, it's not even 6 months. Life means life. Because the value of Brahmin life is much, much, much more than even the golden age life. The entire future of our being in this drama is dependent on this Brahmin life. That has to be realized. Once that realization is there, you will not have time to waste. Imbalance comes when we have a lot of waste thoughts, unnecessary thoughts. Because of purity in life, because of leading Brahmin life, mind and intellect become sharpened, very refined. But anything which is very refined can be affected by a little disturbance. Therefore, we have to be attentive on Baba's one word, which is even mentioned in the path of bhakti, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There it is mentioned, give your mind to me, manmana bhav. Many times, many brothers and sisters, even in English, they write and sing the song, manmana bhav, like that. It has great depth and it has great value and its effect is tremendous. But this is the most difficult. Sometimes some of the sisters and brothers, especially the brothers, they would say, it's easy to walk on the sword, edge of the sword, but very difficult to control the mind. In that scripture Gita, Arjuna tells God, it's not that easy what you are telling me. I am not able to have control on my mind. It goes from one thing to another, one person to another, one place to another. What should I do? We have been able to measure the speed of the light. But the speed of the thought is much, much faster than that. And its impact on our consciousness is so great. This fact has to be realized. And therefore, very powerful control of the thought. If you want to have balance of mind, you need to have very powerful brakes. And the most powerful brake, what Baba has said, invoke Baba. In your own mind, in your own thoughts, you have to turn towards Bhaktada. Invoke. Jokingly or in a very simple way. As I mentioned earlier, try this. Hello, Baba. Many times. In the good old days, some of the mothers from India sitting in front of Sakar Baba, they were not able to understand the depth of the Murlis. But while listening to the Murli, they would be simply chanting sometimes, Baba, sweet Baba, in Hindi they would say, Baba, Meetha Baba. So that way they were able to maintain their link. But the double foreigners, being very, very great intellectuals, it has tremendous power if we are able to just keep our mind focused on Baba. Keep visualizing yourself in Baba's company. We see the pictures. Everyone has very clear picture the form of the Father, as this morning Murli also mentioned. Yavyakt Murli the other day also mentioned. Now the mind has to comprehend the subtlety of the form of the Self and God. And feel that. Be in that consciousness. Keep visualizing it for a while and then see it becomes so peaceful, so pious, and being close to the most beloved Father. Those vibrations of the ocean of love they transform the Self into Master Ocean of Love. It's a beautiful experience during those moments. And then the acceptance, oh yes, this is what I want. I don't want to go away from you. Why should I think of anything else? It doesn't bring me any such experience, what I'm having now. That habit has to be formed in meditation. And you just imagine when you remain so near with so much love, and then reflect, who is near me? The most powerful one, the highest. And due to this deep thought of the appreciation of the highest and the most powerful one, just feeling so close transforms the Self into a very powerful, very, very powerful stage. Imbalances are because of our own weak sanskaras. Why do we face difficulties in Brahmin life? In fact, what Baba was sharing the other day, Baba has given the most wonderful, wholesome knowledge for all times. In the path of bhakti, whenever people find some difficulty in life, they open the holy book and go through, and immediately they find the answer. Similarly, for Brahmin life, all aspects of Brahmin life, for personal life, for those who are living with families, for those who are living at centers, for sisters, for brothers, for every category, even professionals, whichever profession we belong to, for everyone there is Srimad. And that Shrimat, if age of good balance, the consciousness would not wander here and there. But as I said, we need powerful break. On one side we want to have good speed. Even if the engine is very, very powerful, if the tires are not good, what happens? Then also there is possibility of overturning. And this is where the balance in all the four subjects is needed. I have seen many times, if you ask someone, well, this is morning Amrit Vela time, you would enjoy Baba's company the most at this time. I don't know, may not have had good sleep in previous night, would say, well, I'm not able to concentrate, so I'm going through the Murli. But mind you, if you are not able to concentrate in meditation, then when you study the Murli, that would also go overboard. You won't be able to inculcate it. And even if you understand it, you won't be able to apply it in the right way. So the secret of Brahmin life for maintaining balance is very powerful early morning experience in meditation. And then later on also, throughout the day there are times. This has come from abroad. Actually, Indians did not think about it. Traffic control. It came from Australia. Very good thing. But traffic control is not just controlling the action. I've seen when there is music, everyone stops, stands. It's a good thing. How about the traffic of your mind? And in fact, it should be a renewal. Renewal of your energy, renewal of your power, so that you continue enjoying playing your role in this world. Merely stopping, you can just close your eyes. Peaceful. And then, maintaining balance in Brahmin life has a lot to do with our attitude also. I hear sometimes that some of the Brahmins, not all, maybe a few, just to draw our attention, they start complaining about something. They start discussion on something. Start complaining about something. Unable to adjust. Unable to tolerate. Unable to overcome. A Brahmin means master, Almighty. Do you get me? Master Almighty. For Almighty, nothing is impossible. Now this is the consciousness. Brahmin life is based on consciousness and attitude. Master Almighty can conquer all obstacles, can overcome all difficulties, can help others also to overcome difficulties. This attitude will work. But if I am myself in hot waters, how can I help others? If I am complaining all the time, how can I advise others? And for this I find very deep appreciation of Brahmin life. And because of that, the heart must be happy. Have a happy heart. Sometimes you read in the Murli, whatever may happen, everything may be lost. What is to be saved? Baba goes to the extreme. Even if you lose your life, but happiness should be always there on your face. That happiness can be there. Again, it is a matter of one's attitude. And attitude is sometimes it comes to my consciousness. Who are the ones who are easily happy? Tell me. You must have observed in your life, in your day-to-day life. Who are the ones who can always remain happy? Only at times they are not happy. They may start crying even. The little ones. The children, children from any place, any country, any religion, any background, rich or poor, they have not colored their minds. Their mind is pure. And because of purity of their mind, they are all the time happy. They would be playing, they would be enjoying, but when they feel hungry, then they need something to eat. And if mom is not around, they would start crying to draw her attention. That is something to learn. When Baba is giving Yadpyar every morning unto sweet, sweet children, love and remembrances, what do you feel at that time? You are big ones? That consciousness, I don't mean that we become Buddha children, we become wise children. Wiseless children, wise children. Because there is a song in Hindi, whose creation is so beautiful, how beautiful he must be. We are to glorify the Father. If I lose my temper, if I lose my balance, and when that stage is there on my face, in my eyes, in my attitude, am I glorifying the Father? This is my question. That's how we become conscious. On one side, the beauty of being Baba's children. On other side, being responsible children. It's a great responsibility to reveal the Father through our actions, through our vision, through our vibrations, through our speech. At any time, this is where the consciousness of eternity comes. We have eternal relationship with the Father, eternal Father, eternal children. That consciousness of eternity makes us conscious of the responsibility. And that would maintain the balance of mind. We won't lose that balance. And that too, as I said, if we are able to feel that closeness, if we are able to rejoice that closeness, those who can sing songs, they would enjoy most. Never mind, the tune may not be good. Baba used to say, "Sweet children, keep singing the praise of the Father in your heart. May not be in sound, but in your heart." So let's have that in our consciousness during meditation. To me, Brahmin life, as to you, is the most valuable life. Not just because we have heard. It's a matter of experience. We can compare our lives with the rest of the world. The peace, joy, happiness which we experience in Brahmin life is much, much, much more full of richness than anyone else enjoying in this world. This appreciation needs to be there. Balance of mind, it gets upset, it gets disturbed when some pebbles, some stones are thrown in it, in the ocean or in the pond. In the ocean it makes no difference. When it's pond, it gets disturbed. So what is to be done? Expanded consciousness is needed. Let's expand it, unlimited, keeping unlimited knowledge in mind and also attitude, because it's because of the relations, mostly, that imbalance comes. Once you accept all are Baba's children, everyone has one's own role to play. Be an observer. Be a friend. If you can help, well and good, but don't get disturbed. Many times, many souls, instead of remaining balanced through our own inner efforts, start worrying about others. They start worrying with the thought of their welfare. And slowly become too concerned. And from too concerned, they become too involved. And becoming too involved slowly takes away a lot of inner energy, and then they start getting upset. It's a strange phenomena. While we help others, we maintain our balance. We maintain our cool. Becoming too concerned upsets us. And the best thing we can do is take a decision in life, a determined thought, come what may, whatever may happen. We all know this whole world is Baba's creation, they say, belongs to him. So much going on in this world. Baba doesn't get disturbed. He doesn't lose his balance of mind. He observes. He's concerned. He guides. But not upset. Now this is another side of Brahmin life. Humor. Pure humor. There is humor in the world by pulling each other's legs. That is not needed in Brahmin life. Appreciative humor. You appreciate someone's action, but in a humorous way, so that you also enjoy it and the other person also enjoys it. Then neither you lose your balance of mind, nor the other person would be affected. This is what I have learnt in my life. One thing which is very valuable, I have learnt. And that I learnt from Sakar Baba. We may have done something wrong, but Baba's approach would be always positive. I may say, Baba, I am not that good. And Baba would say, no, no, sweet child, that's hardly anything. You have so many things, so much this. So making someone's heart happy by appreciation would bring you happiness. Balance of mind remains intact if your heart is happy. And I'm going to make someone's heart happy by making an announcement. David wants to entertain you with a song. And he's most welcome. And then there is another announcement of happiness for those who have come from Madhuban, Pandavavan to this place, there is a warm invitation for them to enjoy hot meals here. And later on have that Gujarati Garba dance at 9 o'clock. Such an invitation, it would make you feel so happy. Now such things bring happiness, and happiness is the key to maintain balance of mind. Always ask this question to the self, am I happy? Again coming back to what Baba said, never lose your happiness. And I see this from Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani. She's very much concerned about service. She's very much concerned about every Brahmin, everything. But always keeping Baba in mind. You ask her, Dadi, when you go to sleep, do you get sleep immediately? She says, what else? I am for Baba's service. Baba takes care of everything. I simply say, Baba, good night, and go to sleep. We have seen this. Within no time, she would be... That's the beauty of Brahmin life. Such beautiful examples. You look at Dadi Janaki. Have you seen her serious at any time? Already her face is so big, and because of smiling, always bigger than normal size. So learning from our elders, learning from Sakar Baba's days. Sakar Baba was more concerned about us, and he wanted to go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper in the depths of the ocean, to explore, to bring out the most beautiful gems. So this is something I wanted to share, you know. One is, take a decision in your life not to lose your balance of mind, whatever may happen. And the best way to do is become an observer. Detach yourself from the situation and get connected with Baba. Be there. In your heart, just speak to Baba. Baba, what is this? Even if the situation is a bit hard, but when you keep your mind linked and share with Baba, you will find the answer. You will get the touching. You will get the intuition. Or some way in drama, it gets solved. A very recent experience, a big experience. Baba owns a big piece of land near Delhi. 34 acres in Sonipat. There is some problem there. So we had to go to the court. And the judge who was there, High Court judge, he was almost, you know, going to make us, you know, feel that we won't be able to have that piece of land with us, and also the money we have paid would also be gone. But Baba's children not losing balance, maintaining their integrity, self-respect, and good wishes for the concerned people who were trying to grab that land. They are high ups in the government. Overnight, the High Court judge changed. And the new judge, I don't know, might have been served by someone, gave the judgment in our favor. So that is how the thought comes for Brahmins, whatever happens in this drama, it's always for the benefit, always for the benefit. That kind of faith needs to be there. So deep faith maintains balance of mind. Note down, please. It's very important. Never lose faith. Just as Baba said, never lose happiness, even if you lose your life. Similarly, once you have had the experience of being face to face with Him, and you know that this is the time He is all the time guiding us, never lose faith. So once you have that deep faith, your self-confidence will always be there. And self-confidence is the basis of maintaining balance. Before I conclude, may I invite any questions if you have? David is ready with his guitar. A very quick announcement. Trish of Vietnam and Kazemaru of Japan, please come to Dadi's cottage. Meet Dr. Nirmala. I think I've finished all the announcements also. So take a decision during your visit to Madhuban this time not to lose balance of mind at any stage. Many ups and downs are in the offing. Know it beforehand. On many levels, like typhoons coming in America again and again. There is the last point which has to be in our hearts, and that is right from our spiritual birth as Brahmin or as BK, Baba's blessings are success is your godly birthright. Keep that in your consciousness. Then you will not lose your balance. So enjoy a very well balanced, ever happy Brahmin life. Om Shanti.